Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs.
And now, 92.9 Kick FM proudly presents Vinyl Cobwebs.
We're spinning the platters that matter. Premium Deluxe is here as always, late, ready to start the show. You know, he's going to start the show with some flair.
Yeah, some flair!
Why are you always late, Premium? You'll be late for your own funeral. But hey, you're here as we flip the switch and start the show for Vinyl Cobwebs episode number 213. Hard to believe we've been spinning these rare platters that matter for 213 episodes now.
Yeah, Donovan. Funeral schmuneral. Mine's not going to be for a long time yet, and I hope yours won't be either. But maybe I'll be putting flowers on your grave first, so there.
All right, people have said we talk too much, so we're going to play a platter that matters right now. We're going to kick right into gear. Ready, Pam? What do you got something to play?
I'm going
to
pull something out at random.
A random record grab. We haven't done one of those in a long time.
I know what we'll do. Here it is. Ooh, Poopadoo. We played a version of it a couple episodes ago. We'll play the original version by Jesse Hill on the Minute Records label out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Whee! I dig that record. That's the original version by Jesse Hill out of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm looking at this record, you know, it's the Minute Records label. I wonder how many of these records got all slogged and glogged when the levees got flooded. How many copies of this record still survive? I guess when it got... Well, it was released nationally, so there's plenty of them around, Donovan. What are you going to play next, Donovan, here on the Vinyl Cobweb Show right here on 92.9 Kick FM?
On episode 213, we're going to spin some real platters that matter, including this one off the original Sound record label. It's produced and written by Mr. Frank Zappa from 1963. It's those Penguins reunited for this record only with Cleve Duncan at lead vocal and a bunch of car wash guys singing background vocals. This is Memories of El Monte, 1963 Sound.
I'm all alone. Remember
heartbeat.
You're a thousand miles away.
And the medallions with the letter end.
Sweet words of his mortality.
Marvin and Johnny with.
That was a beautiful record there. Frank Zappa, he graduated from high school in 1958, so that puts him at a time when he was growing up that he got really big into that harmony groups, the doo-wop scene, and it was just a lot of great stuff that was playing on the radio back then. And so he made a tribute record. He wrote the song, and he had the idea of, you know, inserting actual lyrics from some of the songs that were his favorites during when they used to play the records at the El Monte Stadium. Yeah, back in the day, Donovan.
It's similar to Memories of Those Oldies But Goodies, which we should probably play later by Little Caesar and the Romans 2 years earlier.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, because this was probably the inspiration for writing that song.
Oh! All right now, you there!
Who, me?
Get out of that bank vault and come on down to the station house.
But, officer...
And no but officer either. Come on, let's go.
But, officer, I was only looking for a fallout shelter, and I found this room, really.
A fallout shelter, was it?
Right. You see, it's got the four solid walls, and it's below ground, and it's got good ventilation, see?
Listen here now. Don't you know that most buildings have areas set up as fallout shelters?
Oh, really?
They just don't happen to be bank vaults, and most of them are above ground anyway. Many of them are stocked with supplies, and the supplies are not $1,000 bills, my lad.
Well, you've got to admit it was a good story.
And you've got to admit it was a good way to talk about civil defense, right?
Right.
Right.
We'll be right back. as you American chaps say, that was frightfully well done.
Ah, hey man. Ah, ah, ah. This is Vinyl Cobwebs telling you all about ScaryGuyVideo.com, our sponsor. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
With a K!
That's right. You can get all sorts of strange, esoteric, very weirded out educational film shorts, sci-fi, horror, and the such.
And the such,
I knew you'd say the such. Come visit ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled
with a K.
You can get all sorts of strange stuff. You'll like it the most. And be sure to send us an email, won't you? Tell us what you like about ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Yeah, spelled with a K. We hope you'll like it very much.
And
you
also,
can email us at...
That's right. You can email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. Tell us about ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Retro cool films
of all kinds.
Okay, back to Vinyl Cobwebs. Yeah, Premium, it's really good to be here with you on Vinyl Cobwebs 213. I hope you're enjoying this episode, this broadcast on 92.9 Kick FM.
Likewise, Donovan.
All right, we got a letter, actually an email, from a listener in Richardson, Texas. He's a longtime listener, Mr. Dale Diamond. Thank you for your correspondence. Ow, Premium! Oh,
I'm sorry.
Chopped my toe off!
I'm sorry.
I was talking about Dale Diamond, and now I'm toeless!
I dropped a heavy piece of equipment on Donovan's toe! I'm sorry, Donovan.
I dropped my Elvis bowling ball on my big toe.
Sorry.
Anyway, back. Dale Diamond from Richardson, he said... Actually, he sent us a 45 RPM.
In the mail.
Through an email. Nice high-quality MP3 file. And we're going to play it. We're going to play the A side and the B side. I really like the B side better. I've been fighting with Premium here in the studio.
I prefer the A side. It's much more sensitive, and it conjures up images of, you know, being out on a boat somewhere out in the ocean. And, I don't know, down in the Florida reef somewhere. Huh?
Premium, why do you have to be so darn sensitive?
I don't know. I'm kind of that way. Oh.
Actually, it's called Hat on Tie by Bobby and Dave. And these guys are out of Chicago, Illinois, the greater Chicago, Illinois area. Wabash, I guess it is. Wabash, Illinois. And the other side is called my... Hold on. What's it called, Premium?
My
Baby Cries.
My Baby Cries.
And it's by Bobby Williams. I guess he was one half of Bobby and Dave. They gave the B-side only half to Bobby Williams on this 45 RPM. We're going to play that one, too. It's kind of a rocker and a stomper, more in the Soul Shack vein. You know, our friend Scott Ralph, who's on 92.9 Kick FM, he plays that kind of stuff, and it really grooves and moves me. But Premium likes the Hat on Tie side, so we're going to play them both back-to-back on 213.
So enjoy!
Yes, I don't want to hear the first song, though, Premium, but it's okay.
Let's do mine first.
Yeah, you do yours first. And
okay.
Get the audience falling asleep.
Hat on Tie.
Silently It's Final Cobweb.
Cobwebs, a Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, Premium, cut that silly stuff. We just heard Hat on Tie by Bobby and Dave, backed with My Baby Cries by the singular Bobby Williams on the...
Tenorus label.
That's a submission from our good friend Dale Diamond in Richardson, Texas.
I like that Tenorus label. It's really deserty looking with cacti and all that kind of stuff.
And I was wrong, Premium, and you were right. It's not Wabash, Illinois. It's Chicago, Illinois, and the record label was... The street the studio was on was in Wabash. But I just like saying Wabash. I feel like I have to say Cannonball right after saying Wabash.
The Wabash Cannonball.
All right, that's enough, Premium. I'd like you to email us in these hellish chambers.
Hellish chambers.
VinylCobwebs@Hotmail.com. VinylCobwebs@Hotmail.com. I wanted to ask you really quick, Premium, if you've crashed your meat van recently. You know, you drive a meat truck when you're not doing Vinyl Cobwebs, and you deliver all over the Intermountain West.
That's right. 3 days a week, Donovan. It's a chore.
And have you been crashing your truck recently? He crashes quite often. I think he's crashed twice in the last 3 years.
In the six years.
Well, I'm not giving you enough credit, am I?
Donovan, I rolled the van. All the meat spilled out all over the highway, but I had my seatbelt on, and I survived to see another Vinyl Cobwebs episode.
And luckily, all the Vinyl Cobwebs listeners out there can thank their lucky stars that you are wearing your special Vinyl Cobwebs helmet that I created for you with the cheese slices on top.
Cheese slices. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Okay, more Vinyl Cobwebs coming your way right here in 92.9 Kick FM. And be sure to check out our buddy Scott Ralph in the Soul Shack, why don't you? They're right here on 92.9 Kick FM as well. We love the soul sounds coming out of the Soul Shack.
And now, here on Vinyl Cobwebs, exclusive, right here on 92.9 Kick FM. It's on the Purple Capitol Records. Last week, we played the Four Nights. We played a very spooky kind of haunting tune. Very lovely and touching. And now we're going to play them in 1956, Rockin' and Rollin' to the Honey Bunch song.
Yay, Premium, yay! Yay, you got through it okay!
I did it without a hitch.
Oh. Honey, 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 ooh. Honey, 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 little honey bunch,
honey bunch,
so young and gay,
young and gay.
Well, little honey bunch,
honey
well,
bunch.
So young and gay,
young and gay.
I've got a hunch,
ooh,
that you'll be mine, some honey, honey, honey,
oh.
Honey, honey,
honey,
little honey bun.
Honey bun.
I go for you.
Go.
Well, little honey bun.
Honey bun.
I go for you.
Go for you.
I've got a hunch that you go for me. Honey, honey, honey.
Oh.
Honey, honey,
honey, honey bun.
Loaded down with loveliness that almost weighs a ton. With sugar and spice and everything nice, all the bunched up into one.
Oh.
Honey, honey, honey.
Ooh.
Honey, honey,
honey.
Little honey bun.
Honey bun.
You gorgeous thing.
God.
Well, little honey bun.
Honey
bun. Gorgeous thing.
Gorgeous thing.
I've got a hunch of that wedding bell will ring.
B-U-N-C-A.
I've got a
H-U-N-C-A.
I'm gonna
get you by and by. Oh.
Honey, honey, honey.
Ooh,
honey, honey,
honey, honey.
Little honey bun.
Honey bun.
So fancy free.
So fancy.
Well, little honey bun.
Honey bun.
So fancy free.
So fancy free.
I've got a hunch that you wind up with honey, honey, honey.
Oh.
Honey.
This next little portion of Vinyl Cobwebs is Premium Deluxe Vault. It's all Premium Deluxe Vault. Leave Donovan out of this.
Yes, beating now, but so compelling is the impact of the young, the evil, and the savage that your heart will stop. The young, the evil, and the savage is a delight in depraved horror, where the young are prisoners of their own strange desires, the evil playthings of unholy passions, and the savage stalk the shadows behind the spiked gates of an exclusive girls' school. They live. They love. They die, and terror takes over when savage hands reach for the warmth of human flesh. See The Young, the Evil, and the Savage, starring Michael Rennie, Mark Damon, and Eleanor Brown, in a diabolical color drama of death. Wait. Listen. Your heart. It stopped beating. Ah!
Thank you.
Okay, Lucille Starr and Bob Regan made up the duo of the Canadian Sweethearts, and they were from Canada. At first, I wasn't thinking they were, but they are. Produced by Dorsey Burnett on the A&M Records label from the summer of 1963. I first heard that on an air check of a country radio station from Arizona in 1963, and I heard that song. I go, I gotta have that record, Donovan.
Premium, you talk so fast, I wish I could rewind that and let you hear yourself.
Would I sound like...
Probably. And before that, we played Respect, the old Aretha Franklin classic, done in a garage band stylings by the Chaparrals.
The Chaparrals. They wore fine psychedelic apparel.
Premium, what are you doing? Tell them how to email us.
Email us here in these hellish chambers, Donovan. You can do it at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. I did it, Donovan.
Yeah, now, but I was hoping you messed up so I could do this. Beat you up, Premium! Kick FM! Whee!
Ernie, what are you doing right over there, Ernie?
Yes, sir. I have an itchy scalp, so I'm scratching it right now. My fuzzy, muppety scalp.
Itchy scalp reminds me of these recent Olympics we just got done with.
Skitchy, skitchy, skitchy. How come, Bert?
Because of the 5 Olympic rings, Ernie. Did you know that those 5 Olympic rings signify 5 Olympic things?
What do you do, Bert?
I'm not quite sure what, but I'm pretty sure the Germans won this year's Olympics. They won something like 29 gold, silver, and bronze medals.
Silver and bronze medals.
Why are you making fun of me, Ernie?
Oh, no.
Are you upset because the United States only won 25 gold and silver and bronze medals?
No, Bert, because they were showing off, so they kind of deserved a little slap in the tush, so to speak.
Ernie, those Olympics were so exciting. I am a little upset they're over, though.
They made me hungry for pizza and pasta and all that kind of good stuff. Don't Italians make Italian meatballs and...
Italians? What about the Italians?
Well, it was in Italy, was it not?
Oh, that's right, Ernie. Gosh, I'm so out of it today.
I'm so enlightened, Bert.
You're an enlightened Muppet.
Yeah, Bert.
Okay, good night, Ernie.
Oh, Bert.
Later.
5 golden rings.
Ernie, why am I always the straight man?
baby, don't you do it. Don't do it, baby. Don't break my heart. Don't do it. We'll be right back.
Baby, Don't You Do It, Don't Break My Heart. That's one of those lesser-known Marvin Gaye songs from the fall of 1964. I first heard that on a KIMN Denver radio air check from 1964. Good song, Donovan.
Correctamundo Premium Deluxe.
It's a radio station copy. It's just, white label.
You just blew dust all over me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I blew dust off the record as I took it off the turntable. Now Donovan's sneezing up a storm.
That's why we're vinyl cobwebs. These records actually do have cobwebs on them. They're so old.
Oh, Donovan, don't do it.
Oh! That came out of the blue.
Baby, don't you do it, Donovan.
Okay, I got a Tom Tom record here. It's from Memphis, Tennessee. I got this a couple years ago, and we've spun it a couple times on Vinyl Cobwebs, but never, ever for the 92.9 Kick FM audience. Right up there in Manitoba, Canada. This is a Savad. He was one of those late-night horror hosts, Dracula, in Tennessee. He was kind of like Elvis and Dracula combined, and he showed you a scary movie, and then he came in and made little jokes and references in between the commercial breaks.
Did he sing Elvis as Dracula? Did he go... Oh, well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to do
I'm not even stopping you. That was so good. I think you'll hear that again in a future Vinyl Cobwebs. This is the B-side of his famous platter, Savad Barry's Rock and Roll. And Savad is Davis spelled backwards. If you did not know that, you do now. We're going to flip it over and play Dickie Drakeller. And there's a little Bobby Rydell influence on this one, I think you'll notice, for all you Bobby Rydell fans out there. We're going to spin it right now on Vinyl Cobwebs 213.
To whom it may concern, there is no escape. My enemy has caught up with me. Listen, do you hear that? Dickie Drakeller, singing idol of millions. We were in the same class at school, Dickie and I. He was the one who lifted the teacher's wig. It was only a cover-up. He was the one who told my ghoul friend my teeth were not my own. She almost believed him until I bit her on the elbow. We worked together on our first job. I shall never forget those days with the real estate firm Haunted Homes Incorporated. Suddenly, Dickie Drakeller began to sing. Fans everywhere began to buy his record. He rose to fame and fortune. And I, left only to appear at an occasional Halloween party or to frighten people in cemeteries. It was a matter of grave concern. Then I hit upon a plan. I invited my friend Dickie to visit me. We'll watch the late show on television and have a friendly chat about old times. Dickie came. We watched television and we talked about old times. Then I invited him to visit my den. My plan was this. When he entered the room, I would slam the door and leave him there in the darkness. 48 loudspeakers would then be turned on automatically at full volume, playing his records over and over again. And he wouldn't be able to turn them off. Ah, what a surprise for Dickie Drakeller, singing idol of millions of teenagers. But, as we entered, he became suspicious. He turned quickly and pushed me into the room and slammed the door, laughing. Suddenly, the loudspeakers came on at full volume, 48 of them, and I can't turn them off. Listen, listen. Dickie Drakeller singing idol of millions, and I can't turn him off. Oh, what a horrible end this is.
Aw, Dickie Drakeller locked in a room with 48 speakers listening to himself sing. Go ahead, Freedom, do it.
Wild one.
Premium, that was pretty, that was, I don't know, that was amazing in some weird, creepy way.
I'm gonna tame you down, Donovan, you need to be tamed down.
I really believe that platter is the weirdest record we've ever played on Vinyl Cobwebs. We played it before, too, but I've never really actually quite listened and followed along in my book until Tinkerbell rang her little bell like that, and I heard it. I heard it for the first time here in Vinyl Cobwebs. Hope you enjoyed it. Tell us what you think of our show, please. don't, please? Yeah. VinylCobwebs@hotmail.com. VinylCobwebs@hotmail.com.
Vinyl Cobwebs.
I said it already.
At hotmail.com. We want some email right now. This instant.
You're listening to 92.9 Kick FM. Brown versus the Devil Premium off the Green Galaxy record, Leibold. Have you loved seeing that Green Galaxy spin around on the Vinyl Cobwebs turntable?
Yes, with silver print. It's the Holidays from 1963, Donovan.
I really like that number, Premium.
I like that year.
You like the year?
It's a good year in music. A lot of people say, oh, well, you know, on stateside they say, well, before 64 there was nothing because the Beatles didn't really hit here till 64, so 63 was a dud. But actually there is a lot of good stuff in 63.
I know for a fact that if you could get a time machine, you'd go back to 63.
Yes, I would.
I don't know why, but you would.
I'd grease my hair up in a 63 sort of pompadour.
You would?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't get teased by all the other kids?
Well, there's plenty of other kids with greased up pompadours.
I know,
so.
That's true, too. That's true, too, but, you know, yeah.
And there was a lot of surfer bangs by then.
That's what I was thinking, was, you know, the Beach Boys and all that stuff.
And then you had the folk-knit kids who had the brush cut. And the crew cut kids who had the crew cut.
And speaking of crew cut, Premium just cut his hair. He buzzed it real short. He looks like he should be singing in the Four Lads. Sing a Four Lads song, Premium.
We will have these moments to remember.
Four Lads, Beach Boys, and four whatever
standing
brothers.
Standing on the corner waiting for the girls go by.
It always sounds like cats being strangled to death when I hear him sing.
No, it would sound like...
That's what a cat would sound like being strangled. What would the four lads sound like being strangled? Or the brothers four? You know, there's four of all of them.
The brothers four?
Oh, green fields that we used to roam.
Does that sound like a bunch of gobbledygook?
Beat you! I was going to say, beat you up really hard, Premium!
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Son, I just can't keep my poor self together.
summer, summer weather. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna tell you, son, let me tell you about that long summer weather. I said it's raining, it's gonna be raining, gonna be raining. Stormy, stormy, stormy weather.
Visit scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kinds. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Up and down, up and down the monkey bars. Monkey bars, monkey bars. Seesaw, swing and play. Seesaw. Imagine the fun the moon had. Imagine the moon still alive.
Story about a hip frog, and we're gonna pick up on him now, and he's on his way out to do some shucking and jiving. You'll be able to tell right away that he's a big mover.
Frog went a-courting and he did go on. Frog went a-courting and he did go on. Frog went a-courting and he did go to the coconut grove for the midnight show. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Molly Mouse was the hat check girl, woo-woo.
He knew it all the time.
Molly Mouse was the hat check girl, woo-woo. Molly Mouse was the hat check girl. He thought he'd give this chick a whirl, woo-woo, woo-woo. He sauntered up to Molly Mouse's side, uh-huh.
The direct approach.
He sauntered up to Molly Mouse's side, uh-huh. When he got up to Molly Mouse's side, he whispered, Molly, will you be my bride, uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Not without my Uncle Rat's consent, uh-uh.
Her Uncle wrestles on TV.
Not without my Uncle Rat's consent, uh-oh. Not without my Uncle Rat's consent, I wouldn't marry the president, uh-uh. Uh-uh, uh-uh. Well, she said, that's it, Clyde, better hit the road, farewell. That's it, Clyde, better hit the road, goodbye. That's it, Clyde, better hit the road. You ain't no frog, you're a horny toad. Farewell, goodbye, adios. Farewell, goodbye,
you know,
adios.
I believe that
farewell,
any more verses
goodbye,
in this song
adios.
Would be anticlimactic. Think about him.
Farewell. Hey, Major, won't let me finish up?
Yeah, shut up. Adios. I'm your leader.
Oh, no offense, no offense.
Farewell.
Peter's
Frog number one, presented by the Brothers Four off their greatest hits LP off the crappy Columbia Records label, the Red Columbia, for, you know, Mitch Miller and all that fun stuff.
Fun stuff, Donovan, fun stuff on the Mitch Miller Columbia Record label. It had all kinds of fun stuff like Brothers Four. And also, Surf Guys, the little Deuce Coupe guys. No, who were they? The Ripcords. And then after that, the Byrds. And after that, Barbra Streisand, somewhere down the line.
It gave me great pleasure, Premium, to present to you, after several shows on 92.9 KICK FM, We finally got to play some folk music. You know, people out there have been wondering, how come you don't play any folk music on 92.9 Kick FM? Well, we did.
Well, that Hat on Tie song sort of sounded folkish.
Yeah, but it was just not good.
Oh, darn
it. You know
what?
Hat on Tie, not good. Brothers Four, very good. Your show, very bad.
Hat on Tie, Donovan, very good. I like 92.9 Kick FM like too.
This is Vinyl Cobwebs. We're coming to the end. This show is slowly wearing down. We hope you've enjoyed every minute of it. And, you know, it's being sponsored by our good friends at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Totally retro cool films of all kinds. It's ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
And before that, we had another version of Stormy Weather on Vinyl Cobwebs. We've had several versions played here, but this was the rockabilly artist Eddie Cash on the Roulette Records label.
Now, wasn't there a time when you believed that was really Eddie Cochran recording under a different name?
I thought so, yes.
And then
I
we
did.
Found out it really wasn't?
I did, Donovan.
And you were wrong?
And I went on the air with it as well and misled millions of people on that kind of information.
You misled us.
I did.
But I'm glad you're not misleading us now.
No.
Okay.
AdiosFarewell.com. I'm sorry,
okay,
I don't
right.
know where I the last song.
That was funny. Okay, we're going to spin some more platters that matter. More music!
Stop. Stop.
Climactic ending to that record. Donovan, I heard that record first a lot about 1988, and it was on Terry Lee's show. He played these music for young lovers, and he'd play all these weird, obscure ballads I never heard from, usually kind of in the soul or doo-wop vein from the 50s and 60s. And that was one weird enigma of a record. I always wanted to find out information on it. Well, I finally did it, Donovan, on the internet. I found out that Johnny Barfield is the son of the country western singer from the, you know, country western swing guy from the 30s and 40s and 50s. And his son grew up to and got into soul music, of all things. And so that's a white guy. I thought he was black, Donovan. I thought, you know, it was Johnny Barfield and the Men of Soul.
Yeah, we shouldn't assume such things.
And it was really popular in the, you know, back east, and especially in Pittsburgh, their soul and doo-wop kind of scene.
It never nationally charted, though,
did it? Yeah, and they played that on the at their dances and stuff and on the late-night doo-wop shows and things, and that was one of the regular songs. And it's from 1967, kind of late in the era.
I find it really spooky and ethereal at the end.
Yes.
When he hits those high notes, almost ready to break glass.
I like the organ, the spooky organ sound, which he himself plays in the band. And at the time, he was 21-year-old mail carrier for the United States Postal Service in Phoenix City, Alabama. I always thought, you know, he was a black guy from, like, Pittsburgh or someplace, but nope.
It's my all-time favorite song to listen to at around midnight, driving out on I-80 to Wendover, Nevada. That's a close city about 2 hours away from Salt Lake City, where Vinyl Cobwebs, you know, originates from right here.
That's
it's
right,
my
Donovan.
Favorite song to listen to as the stars are shining down.
That's
around
right.
Midnight, driving alone on a desolate I-80 freeway. Okay, Vinyl Cobwebs. That just kind of, Premium doesn't know what to say.
I'm speechless, Donovan.
You're just speechless.
After finding out that information on the internet, I'm just like, what? I saw the picture and I went, you've got to be kidding. It can't be them guys, but it is.
It fooled me, too. I can't even imagine that's the guy singing that song. But anyhow, whatever you feel like doing, this is your Platters That Matter radio show.
On 92.9 Kick FM, broadcasting into the Winnipeg night.
Well, you sure got some funny material.
Hey, friends, this installment of Vinyl Cobwebs is brought to you by our good friends at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. At ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K, you'll find the most obscure and bizarre films of all kinds. Lost educational films, rare TV episodes,
creepy science fiction,
and disturbing horror. Disturbing horror. Disturbing horror. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. You must check it out yourself. The hippest malevolent media around. ScaryGuyVideo.com. Spelled with a K.
92.9
nine,
Kick
nine.
FM.
Listening now to music for our young lovers right here in the nighttime. Vinyl Cobwebs broadcasting 92.9 Kick FM. And with that, we have to say good night. It has been a wonderful program, and I hope you'll tune in next week. And remember to email us here.
That's right. VinylCobwebs@hotmail.com. And check out our sponsor, ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
That is with a K, and be sure to lift your fingers now to your keyboard and email us today, tonight, I mean, and while the stars are still glittering.
Thank you, Premium, for hosting this show with me.
Thank you, Donovan.
I'll see you next week, same time, same station. Good night.